From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Better-than-expected earnings reports from a couple of key sector companies helped to send the most closely watched stock market index above 10,000 for the first time in more than a year. The upbeat assessments pushing the Dow Jones Industrial Average to a yearly record-high close. Sam Stovall is an economist at Standard & Poor's.
Closing above 10,000 is a very good thing, certainly from an investor optimism standpoint. It was a year ago that we were last at around this level on the Dow, and also it was about 10 years ago that the Dow first broke above this level. So certainly revisiting an old friend 10 years later is not such a bad thing.
J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's second biggest bank, says its third quarter profits rose to $3.6 billion as earnings from its investment business offset losses from its credit card operation. Computer chip maker Intel also came out with a fairly optimistic earnings forecast. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 144 points today to end the session at 10,015. The Nasdaq gained 32 points. The S&P 500 rose 18 points today. Commerce Department says slumping auto sales in the wake of cash for clunkers helped push down retail sales last month in the U.S., NPR's Scott Newman reports.
Analysts say it's no surprise that the brisk business at car lots across the country has settled down now that hefty government incentives are gone. That was the main force driving down retail sales by 1.5% after the 2.2% rise they experienced in August, when cash for clunkers was in full swing. Still, the September data was better than economists had expected. Many analysts believe the nation's gross domestic product is growing by about 3% in the second half of the year, but unemployment and household debt continue to be a drag on consumer spending, which is key to any recovery. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Twin Cities man who may be linked to the disappearance of some two dozen young Somalis from the Minneapolis area. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
A St. Paul grand jury formally indicted 26-year-old Abdel Abdel this morning. His arrest is the latest in a broad investigation into the recruitment of a roster of young Somali Americans for an Islamic militia called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab has been waging a civil war against the transitional government in Somalia. It's on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations and is thought to have links to Al-Qaeda. Abdel has been indicted on two counts of making false statements to federal agents, and they were related to a cross-country drive he made earlier this month. Abdel also denied paying for the rent-a-car he took to make the drive. The FBI says he used his debit card. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Investment banker Bruce Wasserstein, who helped pioneer the hostile takeover in the 1980s, has reportedly died today. Wasserstein was 61 years old. The cause of death was not determined. This is NPR. Russia's prime minister today criticized the idea of possible sanctions against Iran for that country's disputed nuclear program. Speaking in China just a day after a Moscow visit by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said that threatening such sanctions is, quote, counterproductive. Despite U.S. hopes that Russia might be willing to put forth a united front with the U.S. in terms of sending a message to Iran, that has not happened. The U.S. and a number of Western nations have maintained Russia's nuclear program is aimed at developing weapons. Iran claims the program is for peaceful purposes. The rate of abortions around the world is declining. That's according to the reproduction rights organization, the Alan Guttmacher Institute. Between 1995 and 2003, the number of abortions fell from a little more than 46 million to 42 million. And Paris Brenda Wilson reports.
Most of the decline in abortions occurred in Eastern Europe, where the rate was more than halved. Researchers say it was correlated with an increase in the use of contraceptives. Birth control became more available to women there when that part of the world opened to the West. And the decline continues a trend from the previous decade in all regions of the world. The decline is steepest where abortions are legal. Countries across the globe have eased restrictions on abortions, among them Ethiopia, Mali, Swaziland in Africa, and Nepal, Thailand, and Iran, as well as Switzerland in Europe. In Africa and other parts of the world where contraception has lagged, the report found that abortions are also often restrictive and unsafe. It's estimated that as many as 70,000 women still die from abortions each year. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Once again, the Dow closed above 10,000 today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.